This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Indeed, this is Track by Track, a follow-up to our back-to-back program where on this show we go track by track into an album of our artist of the week. My name's Darryl Ong.
And I'm Ofnir Ting. This week we're going track by track into the fifth studio album of British band Arctic Monkeys with the album AM.
Yeah, it's an album that's significant for the Sheffield Quartet. Many British bands go on to be cult favourites in the UK, but very rarely do so in the US. The success of AM can't be understated. AM catapulted the band into mainstream success in that region.
Queens of the Stone Age frontman Josh Homme had previously worked with the band on their Humbug album, Album 3, and following that success, makes an appearance on the band's fifth outing as well, providing backing vocals on two songs on the album. Sonically, Arctic Monkeys had always toyed with their sound with every album they released by blending their brand of UK indie with the likes of psych rock, heavy metal and more.
Yes, AM saw them go one step further, drawing on influences from the world of hip-hop and R&B, all while managing to retain what was eccentric to the band's charm. AM received widespread critical acclaim and was nominated for the 2013 Mercury Prize for Best Album.
This is their most successful album to date, topping charts in several countries and reaching top 10 positions in many more. In the UK, the band broke a record with AM becoming the first independent label band to debut at number one in the UK with their first five albums.
Yes, we're going track by track into that album, and track one, the album opener from AM, debuted at number 11 on the UK singles charts. The band's best placing since Fluorescent Adolescent peaked at number 5 in 2007. The riff was written on Alex Turner's 12-string Vox guitar, which producer James Ford revealed that Alex Turner bought as a joke. The guitar turned out to be instrumental, pun intended, in the success of AM.
Guitarist Jamie Cook and drummer Matt Helders did their own backing vocals for this next song, since Californian female trio Haim were originally asked to do it but couldn't spare the time as they needed to finish their own debut album. It's a honest modern love ballad capturing a confusing, complex romantic relationship. Track one for the album AM, here's Arctic Monkeys, Do I Wanna Know.
Have you got colour in your cheeks? Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? 'Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow when I play it on repeat. Until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Sad to see you go. Sort of hoping that you'd stay. Maybe we both know that the nights were mainly made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you, never thought I'd call and run. You love you, 'cause I always do. Maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall for surrounding you. Now I thought it through, crawling back to you. So have you got the good? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should. Simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried and to kiss you. I don't know if you feel the same as I do. Together, if you wanted to, do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Sad to see you go. Was sort of hoping that you'd stay. Didn't we both know that the nights were mainly made for saying things that you can't say? Crawling back to you, never thought.
to come to find you, for in some velvet morning years too late, she's a silver lining, Lone Ranger riding through an open space in my mind. When she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be, and satisfaction feels like a distant memory.
From AM, Are You Mine from Arctic Monkeys, a single from the band originally released in early 2012 for Record Store Day in the UK. It was then re-recorded for their 2013 album AM. Alex Turner, the frontman of Arctic Monkeys, revealed to Radio X how the band attempted to make 12 versions of the one you just heard. And talking about the R&B vocal stylings of Are You Mine, the band borrowed a lot from the call and response style of Aaliyah. This week on the show, we're going track by track into the fifth studio album of British band Arctic Monkeys. It's called AM, an album that broke them in the mainstream in the States. Up next is another R&B tinge tune from AM, the fourth single from that LP, and it's the first track on the album to feature Queens of the Stone Age frontman Josh Homme, where he used a tequila bottle that he just emptied as an echo chamber. The guitar solo for this next one was initially intended for the track Fireside, another song on AM, but it didn't fit, so it's recycled for this next number. The band cited the music of Outkast and Aaliyah as helping to shape AM, and this next song's R&B feel perfectly reflects the musical influences on this record. Check this one out, Arctic Monkeys, One for the Road, right here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
Shake right. suit. And when she needs to shelter from reality, she takes a dip in my daydream. My days am best when the sunset gets itself behind that little lady sitting on the passenger side. It's much less picturesque without her catching the light. The horizon tries, but it's just not as kind on the eye. She's a modern lover, it's an exploration. She's made of outer space. And her lips are like the galaxy's edge. And a kiss the color of a constellation falling into place. My days am best when the sunset gets itself behind that little lady sitting on the passenger side. It's much less picturesque without her catching the light. The horizon tries, but it's just not as kind on the eye. It's out of bed.
Track 4 from the album AM by Arctic Monkeys, that was Arabella. The title of the track was a combination of Alex Turner's then-girlfriend, Ariel Vanderberg, and Jane Fonda's character from 1968 French-Italian film Barbarella. Combine the two and you get Arabella.
Arabella. The lyrics were partly inspired by the TV series Wonders of the Universe, which was hosted by presenter Brian Cox. It's also a perfect example of the surrealist quality that Arctic Monkeys have, with words like a kiss, the colour of the constellation falling into place. Trippy and psychedelic indeed, but do we know what it means? I guess it doesn't matter. It sounds cool, right?
For AM, Alex Turner compares his lyrics to the mind-bending surreal artworks of Dutch artist MC Escher. He went on to say that a lot of his tunes on this album describe scenarios that sometimes feel like a surrealist painting, just like MC Escher's famous Impossible Staircase artwork.
This week on Track by Track, we are going through Arctic Monkeys' fifth studio album, AM, released in 2013, an album that broke them into the US. And up next is track 5 from AM. And by the time recording sessions for this album came around, the band had a tried and true formula for the songs, where the band would jam and come up with the sounds and only adding lyrics afterwards.
This next song was similar, where it was recorded early on in the session. The band was messing around with a 4-track cassette recorder, which started from a guitar riff that guitarist Jamie Cook came up with. The band ended up recording a 5-minute jam based off of that riff, which Alex brought home with him to complete the lyrics and melody. And that's the basic formula for an Arctic Monkeys song, according to the band.
This next one is also said to borrow the backing vocals of Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye. Although we can't seem to hear it, maybe you can check this one out. Arctic Monkeys, track 5 from AM. This is I Want It All.
Hard to take, mind games. leather jacket, collar pop like antenna, never knowing when to stop. Sunglasses indoors, par for the course, lights in the floors, and sweat on the walls. Cages and poles. Call off the search for your soul, I'll put it on hold again. She's having a sly and a smoke. She calls the folks who run this world. Sipping and drinking, laughing at imaginary jokes, as all the signals are sent, I rise and invite you to approach. And it seems as though those lumps in your throat that you just swallowed have got you going. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on.
Arctic Monkeys, taken from their album AM. Unlike what the title might suggest, it's a rather slow, melancholic track that tells the tale of a protagonist waiting for the perfect number one party anthem to play so that it might give him the courage to talk to that certain someone that he has his eyes on.
Songwriter Alex Turner was initially worried that the rather slow ballad wouldn't fit with the rest of AM, but argues that the subject matter connects the tracks together. He also made it a point to write the melodies that sound more conversational rather than melodic, which might sound counterintuitive initially, since people always want melodies that get stuck in your head, earworms, right? But he argues that he wants the listener to not know where the next line is going, and that sounds exciting to him. This week, we are going track by track into AM Arctic Monkeys' fifth studio album. And up next is a track that's sometimes known as the other slow song after number one Party album, a song that debuted live at one of Arctic Monkeys' show and talks about the value and the healing properties of music.
This next track was inspired by another song of the same name that was written by Alan Smith in the 80s Alan Smith was a producer from the same hometown of Sheffield as the band and is credited as a songwriter on this next tune. Although I tried googling the song, but I couldn't find anything at all. So maybe it's a deep cut, maybe something that only people from Sheffield will know.
Rare Groove.
Yeah, Rare Groove indeed. Pete Thomas, the drummer of Elvis Costello, stepped in to play percussions for this next one after drummer Matt Helders broke his hand during the recording sessions. Here's track 7 from AM, Arctic Monkeys with Mad Sounds.
Mad sounds in your ears make you feel alright. They bring you back to life. Mad sounds in your ears make you get up and dance and make you get up. Yeah, they make you get up. Love buckles under the strain of those wild nights. Run, but you cannot hide. Mad sounds in your ears make you get up and dance and make you get up all night long. They reappear and make you get up and dance. Yeah, they make you get up. Got those mad sounds in your ears.
place on memory lane. Your light still looks the same, but something about it's changed. I'm not sure if I should show you what I found. Has it gone for good, or is it coming back around? Isn't it hard to make up your mind?
On Track by Track, and that was track 8 from AM, Arctic Monkeys and Fireside. One that's said to be a frustrated indie pop ballad about the unpredictable ways of love and the difficulty of moving on from a lover. Of course, there were fan theories that this was written about Alexa Chung, the ex-girlfriend of Alex Turner, where the couple split in 2011. However, when asked about the lyrical content, Alex told Q Magazine that it has similarities with the track Do I Wanna Know in terms of the message and calls it quite romantic.
There's also some guitar contributions from Bill Ryder Jones, who is labelled as a melancholy solo specialist by the band. We're going track by track into the fifth studio album of British band Arctic Monkeys. It's called AM, an album that broke them in the mainstream in the States. And up next is the third single released for the album, following a trilogy of song titles that ends with a question mark after Are You Mine and Do I Wanna Know.
Yeah, this next one set at 3 a.m. at some party, where frontman Alex Turner said that this song was actually inspired by an actual voicemail that he God. Also inspired by other songs that takes place around 3 a.m. somehow, which includes Matchbox 20 song 3 a.m. and 25 or 6 to 4 by the band Chicago, which takes place around a similar time frame. It's also the first Arctic Monkeys song to make it top 10 of the UK singles charts.
Yeah, the track somehow managed to get leaked a month before its official release, but was quickly taken down. I can't really tell if it's all part of the marketing plan, right? Because these days, that's what marketing people do. Here's track 9 from AM, Arctic Monkeys. Why Do You Only Call Me When You're High? Only here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
The mirror's image, it tells me it's home time, but I'm not finished, 'cause you're not by my side. And as I arrived, I thought I saw you leaving, carrying your shoes. Decided that once again I was just dreaming of bumping into you. Now it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls, and to my message you replied. Why'd you only call me when you're high? You only call me when you're high. Somewhere darker, talking the same shite. I need a partner. Well, are you out tonight? It's harder and harder to get you to listen. More I get through the gears, incapable of making all right decisions and having bad ideas. Now it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind.
And I can't see you, you wonder where I'm. to bomb me, baby. Why'd you only call me when you're
That's right, Daryl Ong and Off New Ting with you this week on Track by Track, where we have been going track by track into Arctic Monkeys' fifth studio album, AM. On to the tail end of the album now, and a track that almost featured Peter Thomas again, the drummer of Elvis Costello. In the end, he didn't end up on the track, but if it wasn't for him, this track wouldn't be included in AM.
Apparently, Peter Thomas was very enthusiastic about this next track that was almost binned. The band themselves didn't really believe in the song, but they credited him for the song's completion and says that although he didn't play on it, his spirit is definitely in there somewhere. It's a song where the protagonist warns a girl that she's not the settling down type and she's headed for trouble since she's so blinded by love and that she should snap out of it. Here's track 10 from AM, Arctic Monkeys, Snap Out of It.
Near enough, I gotta tell you the truth. nights are drawn out long, and you're kissing to cut through the gloom with a cough drop colored tongue. And you are sitting in the corner with the coats all piled high when I thought you might be mine. In a small world, I'm an exception. In the right place and time. You made it all right. I got a feeling I might have lit the very fuse that you were trying not to lie. You were a stranger in my phone book. I was acting like I knew, 'cause I had nothing to lose. When the winter's in full swing and your dreams just aren't coming true, it ain't funny what y'all do.
When the zero's standing on the 24-hour clock, when you know who's calling, even though the number is blocked, when you walk around your house here with my scattering thoughts, and your knees up. In late afternoon, ghost in your room that you always thought did in the pool, now you're not.
Arctic Monkeys and track 11 from AM, that was one called Knee Socks. Yet another one that features Josh Homme, who provided some vocal contributions. He of course helped produce the band's third album, Humbug, back in 2009, and was pretty instrumental in helping the band achieve that different sound, right? That slower tempo desert rock sound that AM will soon be doused with, which is very much the signature sound of Queens of the Stone Age.
Mm. His appearance on Knee Socks wasn't initially planned. As the story goes, the band was in a bit of a rut and casually played the track for him as they recently worked on it. As soon as he heard it, Josh Homme thought of a counter melody idea, and the band says that it completely re-energized the song and got them out of the rut. You're currently listening to Track by Track, where we've been going into the fifth studio album of Arctic Monkeys called AM. We're approaching the tail end of the show with one last track, but just a reminder, if you'd like to revisit this episode, it's all available on our website, head over to www.bfm.my, search for Track by Track, and that's where you can access all our previous shows as well.
Yes, if you'd like to listen to some Arctic Monkeys outside AM, do go check out Back to Back as well, where we did a show on their essential hits. Alright, closing off the show and the final track on AM, that's a title inspired by English punk poet John Cooper Clarke's poem of the same name, with a rhyme that's been a staple for British schoolboys. According to Alex, he wasn't interested in studies growing up until his teacher read I Wanna Be Yours by John Cooper Clarke, as it was unlike anything he has ever heard before.
This was also the first ever Arctic Monkeys song that was recorded with a drum machine, which was a big departure from previous albums where they were going for more of a live sound without any computers, analog style. But on this record, the band wanted to push the envelope and try out different things, so they were open to using bits of keyboards and drum machines as long as it worked for the music. Here's the last track from AM, the fifth studio album of Arctic Monkeys. It's called I Wanna Be Yours. Join us again next week for more of the same. Until next time, you've been locked into Track by Track with me, Ofnit Thing and Daryl Ong, only here on BFM 89.9. Good night.
I wanna be your vacuum cleaner, breathing in your dust. Wanna be a Ford Cortina, I will never rust. If you like your coffee hot, let me be your coffee pot. You call the shots, babe, I just wanna be yours. Secrets I have held in my heart are harder to hide than I thought. Maybe I just wanna be yours. I wanna be yours. I wanna be yours. Wanna be yours. Wanna be yours. Wanna be yours. Let me be your lucky meter, and I'll never run out. Let me be the portable. Y'all get cold without. I wanna be a setting lotion. Hold your hair in deep devotion. At least as deep as the Pacific Ocean. I wanna be yours. Secrets I have held in my heart are harder to hide than I thought. Maybe I just wanna be yours. I wanna be yours. I wanna be yours. 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 Wanna be
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.